You're listening to SBS News.
At one Melbourne-based multicultural community service, the number of calls for assistance from women wanting to leave abusive partners during the coronavirus crisis is significantly down. But CEO of Southeast Community Links, Rhonda Cumberland, says it's the lines going quiet that is the real worry.
Family violence generally has, I think, gone quiet in terms of any reporting. But for migrant women in particular, you can imagine, I mean, all of the violence being contained in the home, totally compressed into the home.
Her organisation works providing settlement and other support services to the highly diverse areas surrounding Dandenong in Melbourne's southeastern suburbs, where roughly 70% of residents come from a non-English speaking background. Ms Cumberland says without access to public space, the coercion and control experienced by women at home was probably getting worse, and though they had no outlet to escape or seek help.
Very, very, very few opportunities to make phone calls, to be in touch with friends who might support them, to go anywhere and to engage in any kind of community activity. The entrapment is real. It will last for quite a long time, and I think it's very hard to reach these women at the best of times, and in these conditions, it's just so much more difficult to reach these women.
It's a sentiment echoed by Annabelle Daniel, CEO of Women's Community Shelters, a network of 7 shelters for women who experienced family and domestic violence across New South Wales. She said the organisation had received a 30% spike in the number of calls for information about what help is available, but that hasn't translated into intake at the shelters.
What that says to us is that people are very scared about the potential for lockdown increasing the intensity of domestic or family abuse that they might already be experiencing. What a lockdown environment creates is a situation where you're around someone who might be abusive 24/7. And so what that really does is it increases the potential for, you know, for surveillance, for monitoring somebody's phone and internet use, for listening in on conversations and to be able to have eyes over someone basically all the time.
Ms. Daniel welcomed the federal government's announcement of an increased $150 million in funding to support organisations working with family violence, but said measures needed to be in place to ensure the money ended up benefiting those on the front line of the crisis.
One of the things that we know about domestic and family violence and abuse is that the controlling behaviours that go on can absolutely be amplified in an isolation setting.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Sunday announced a $150 million cash injection would go to boosting programs under the existing national plan to reduce violence against women and children. The money will go to counselling support for families experiencing family violence, the 1800 Respect Hotline, Men's Line Australia, and Trafficking People Program and other support programs for women and children. The announcement was part of a broader $1.1 billion package to improve mental health support and Medicare access during the coronavirus pandemic. SBS News has requested comment from Minister for Families and Social Services, Anne Rustin, about whether these measures were enough. Around 1 in 6 Australian women have experienced physical or sexual violence from a current or previous cohabiting partner, according to the Australian Government's Institute of Health and Welfare. A 2019 report into family and domestic violence by the Institute noted a distinct lack of primary data about whether multicultural women in Australia experienced family violence at a higher rate. The ABC reported on Sunday that women's family violence organisation WAYS had received reports of men lying about having coronavirus in order to keep women at home in abusive situations. Victoria Police told SBS News they had not seen an increase in the number of cases of family violence being reported to them in the early months of 2020.
While we acknowledge that it is a difficult and challenging time, there are no excuses for abusing a loved one. Victoria Police anticipates there could be a spike in family violence incidents reported to police and family violence services during this time due to heightened stress and uncertainty.
Family and domestic violence shelters are considered essential services and remain open to the public. Ms. Daniel said it was important for women to know there are places available in shelters and there is support on hand for those who need it. If you or someone you know is impacted by family violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit 1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. Multicultural women experiencing family or domestic violence can contact InTouch, the Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence, on 1-800-755-988. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.